This is WABC.com, Net Radio WABC. WABC. Mickey Golden. Lewis Elementary School in Barstow, California has banned children from playing cops and robbers because they held their fingers out like guns.
I know what the kids had to say to the school officials. They held their fingers up in the middle. Yeah.
You gotta let the kids play. I mean, come on, talk about being overhyped. All over the nation, judges are using creative sentencing to make their points to defendants. For example, the St. Petersburg Times in Florida reports that as part of his drunk driving manslaughter plea deal, this guy, Scott Hanisch, will spend one day a year in jail. That day will be the anniversary of the crash that he caused that killed two women. He's going to be serving out the sentence over the next 12 years.
Wow.
Bizarre contest. Danny DeNault, the winner of the annual Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest.
What the heck is that?
Because the Odor Eaters people actually have an annual contest. Who's got the nastiest smelling shoes?
Man, who gets to judge that deal?
Got to take a whiff.
Oh, God!
You know, Danny is a 9-year-old from New Milford, Connecticut. Managed to turn the judges' stomachs with a 2-year-old pair of sneakers. Danny helps out on his babysitter's dairy farm. He figures his rotten sneakers owe a lot to the cow poop that he steps in. Now Danny wins a $500 savings bond for having the worst-smelling sneakers. Judging that, I would think would be hell.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. All right, shoe number two. Here we go. Your shoe. There we go. Terrible. All right, next pair, next contestant, little Susie from New York. All right, now here's little Danny DeNault from New Milford, Connecticut. That's bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Now. Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon program. According to some personnel consultants, you know, the world's loaded with consultants. These are people that consult you on dealing with your personnel if you have a company. According to these personnel consultants, a study from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas Incorporated, which is a personnel consultant, I guess, it finds that 10 minutes of water cooler chit-chat costs the nation's companies around $37 million a day.
What the heck are they talking about?
I guess they're averaging this out based on somebody does 8 hours worth of work. I mean, let's be real. Nobody in offices does 8 hours of work. They come in, they BS around, they get the water cooler talk, do a little bit of business for a half hour, check out the newspaper, browse around on the internet, maybe do a little bit of work for 15 or 20 minutes. You know, go out to lunch, have a martini. I mean, let's be real. But anyhow, that's what they say on that one. Martha Croft has finally gotten a letter from her grandmother 50 years after it was mailed.
Now that's quality postal service.
Yeah, you're right. It was mailed in February 1952, and then Martha Miller, at the time, was a student at Central Michigan University. The long-lost letter was found during recent renovations of a dorm on the Central Michigan campus. The school's alumni office was able to locate Croft and arrange for the special delivery. Says she's happy that she got the letter from her dead grandmother. She's been dead since like 1960 or something like that. Or 1965, I think. Yeah, there it is. Randy Griffin's attempt to hide the evidence didn't work. This happened in Mount Clemens, Michigan. Nature took its course. Now Griffin has been sentenced to serve 18 months of probation. Authorities say that Griffin swallowed a diamond at the jewelry exchange in Roseville, Michigan.
That looks like a good one. Down the hatch.
Hey, you, I see that diamond.
So the guy got arrested, right? You know, the store clerk saw him, you know, swallow this diamond. And he goes to the police station, and finally, you know, nature takes over.
I gotta go bad. I don't want to go, because if I poop this thing out, I'm going to get busted.
So finally, he poops. And they find the diamond. So now he stays in jail, and is going to be arraigned. The diamond was worth about $6,000. This guy, golfers call the one-armed bandit in Spring, Texas, has lost one of the tools of his trade.
Really? One-armed golfer?
Yeah. Someone stole his custom-made prosthetic arm, and Larry Alford said the arm was worth about $15,000, taken from his suburban Houston home on Saturday. His Ford Expedition was also stolen. He calls the theft pretty serious because he says it affects how he makes his living. 28-year-old was once a promising amateur golfer, but he lost his left arm from the elbow down 10 years ago in a car accident. Since then, Alford has used a specially made prosthetic arm to play golf and raise money for charity, and it was equipped with the mold of a hand in a golfing grip. He's using an alternate arm until his golf arm can be replaced. Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon Program. Emails to netradiowabc@aol.com. Cosmic Louie coming up, plus a look at the celebrity stuff here. Marine biologists are dazzled over the discovery of the largest sturgeon found in the Tampa Bay area since 1897.
What the hell's a sturgeon? A dead surgeon?
No, a sturgeon.
That's a sturgeon. I haven't heard of that stuff.
Sturgeon are the oldest living species of fish.
What is this, biology time?
Yeah.
This is, okay, kids, here's a sturgeon. Oh, you're going to show me what a sturgeon is. I'll show you a sturgeon. Let me unzip my fly hair.
Professor, thank you. Bill Clinton will show you a sturgeon.
Somebody call my name, baby. I'll show you my sturgeon anytime. What's your name, mama?
All right, so anyhow, this is one of the oldest living species of all time. Dates back some 250 million years. They were thought to be extinct in waters around Tampa and St. Petersburg, Florida. Only a handful have been found in the area in the last century. And this 127-pound female fish is believed to be 40 years old.
Well, it ain't anymore, is it?
No, it's dead. But it was found dead Friday, washed up on the shores of St. Petersburg. The fish was plump, they say, with 10 pounds of ripe eggs.
10 pounds?
Yeah, it's like anatomy class now.
Yeah.
10 pounds of black eggs. The high-quality caviar would have brought an estimated $6,500 if they had gutted it out of the fish right after it died. But they say it's no good. Net Radio WABC and the Mickey Gordon Program. Factoid here from Allure Magazine.
All right.
Under the chick magazines. 79% of American women wear lip color.
And the rest of them is lesbians.
What?
Lesbians.
Never mind.
Mickey Golden on the Internet's radio station, Net Radio WABC.
More stuff coming up.